My school days. The school, Growthorpe School, I was lucky. It was just across the road from where I lived. And I think about when I was approaching 5 years old, Mr. John Fox Reed, who was the headmaster of the school, approached my father and he says, "I think you better let your lad come to school. He comes across the road and he's going through the into the porch and going through the lads the children's dinner bags." And so he says, "I think you'll let have him come to school," which I did. I started school a little bit before my time, and I went into the infants class, which was the end of the building, and the teacher was a Miss Bennett, who lived at the house next door to the school, in between the house and the shop. Miss Bennett was the infants teacher, and the work we used to then, we used to have to do our work, our arithmetic and everything, on slates with a slate pencil, with a damp cloth where you had to clean the slates. The teachers at the school then, when I started, it would be about getting up 1929, 1930 when I started. And as I say, Miss Bennett was the infant teacher. The middle school teacher, there was three teachers, the headmaster, John Fox Reed. Then there was a middle school teacher, was a Miss Westerman. And in those days, married ladies weren't allowed to teach at school. If you got married, you had to leave. And this Miss Westerman, married a gentleman called Mr. Wigglesworth, and they took the non-plus in at Moreton-on-Swale, and she had to leave. We got a new middle teacher then called Miss Johnson, and she came from, I don't know where she came from, Harrogate or somewhere, but she lodged in Growthorpe with Miss Thompson down the hill, down in Wapping. And eventually, as time wore on, she got married. She became Mrs. West, I believe, and she had to leave. And that was how things went in those days. Well, the school, we had a big, there was the infant school in the little room, and then there was a partition between the middle school and the top school, the top class, which Mr. Reed, the teacher, took. We had quite a good time at school, but we had, I think that there would be about 80 pupils in those days because there were some big families around. There was quite a lot of children came down from Bramley Grange, and we had a couple of families came from Hilton, which is a village outside Growthorpe, and they walked down morning about three and a half miles from Hilton to Growthorpe School. And they walked back in the evening. They used to bring their dinners with them, sandwiches or whatever, in dinner bags, and they hung in the porch. And but they got a concession on a Thursday, which was market day in Ripon. There used to be a market day bus come out from Ripon to take people to market and bring them home at night. Well, they got a concession. They was allowed to leave school a quarter of an hour earlier, at 3:15, so they could catch the bus home and get dropped off nearer the homes. That was the only concession they got, I think. They had travel all weathers, and there was biggish families of them. And as I say, they came down, and we had the playing field at the top, up all the steps. There was a playing field up there, which I think there's a classroom up there, but up there was just a playing field. And we also had a playing field down near Hackfall, where we went down and played football and during the season and cricket. And the girls played in another part of the field. That was on a field belonging to Hawkins, the farmers, at Mowbray Hall Farm, now the Trenhams Farm.